This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Starting this week, Medicare beneficiaries can begin using their new prescription drug discount cards. It's the first tangible benefit from last year's sweeping Medicare overhaul. Analysts differ on the value of these cards, but just about everyone agrees they will be good for those with low incomes. The problem is getting those benefits to eligible recipients, as NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says there's no question that the new Medicare drug discount cards that took effect yesterday are a boon for those with low incomes, meaning under about $12,500 a year for an individual or about $17,000 for a couple.
Just by signing up, you're going to get a $600 credit this year. You'll get another $600 credit next year, the beginning of the year, to purchase drugs. And on top of that, several of the pharmaceutical companies said that once you've used up to $600 off your drug card, they're also going to give you branded drugs free of charge.
Secretary Thompson says low-income Medicare beneficiaries will also be helped when a new Medicare drug benefit replaces the discount card program in 2006.
They're not going to have to cut their pills in half. They'll be cutting their drug bills in half, or even more so. And that's what's going to be good for the low-income seniors in America, as well as all seniors.
Even some of the new law's critics, like Marilyn Moon of the American Institutes for Research, concede that it is generous for those at the bottom of the income scale.
For those who are covered, the benefits will be very comprehensive and quite good.
Indeed, a new analysis by Moon found that more than half the money devoted to the drug benefit will go to the estimated 15 million low-income Medicare beneficiaries. But that doesn't mean all those who are eligible for the aid will get it. Indeed, fewer than two-thirds of those already eligible for help with their Medicare bills are enrolled in aid programs, some of which have been around for more than a decade. And Moon says she hasn't seen evidence that this program will be any different.
I don't think it's going to work to have a 1-800-Medicare number and people will call up and find out whether or not they're eligible. That's just not how you're going to reach very low-income individuals who are often isolated.
And some low-income beneficiaries who try to enroll won't, in fact, turn out to be eligible. An estimated 2.5 million low-income beneficiaries will be excluded from aid or get fewer benefits. Ron Pollack of the consumer group Families USA says that's because in some cases they have more than $6,000 worth of assets.
And those assets include life insurance policy, it includes money set aside for burial expenses, it includes household effects, and a small personal savings account. Those people are disqualified from getting help.
Pollack says another low-income group that might experience problems are the poorest of the poor, who currently get drug coverage through the Joint State-Federal Medicaid program. Under the law, they will be covered by Medicare instead beginning in 2006. And for some, that coverage will be less generous than they have now.
Because they're going to have co-payments that are higher than what they pay today, and they're going to be subject to formularies, lists of drugs they can get, which are much more restrictive than what they get today in Medicaid.
Other analysts, including Tricia Newman of the Kaiser Family Foundation, worry that those so-called dual eligibles, people on both Medicare and Medicaid, could wind up falling through the cracks when the drug benefit begins in 2006 and end up with no coverage.
There's still the challenge of taking roughly 6 million people and saying to them at the end of 2005, okay, you're no longer going to get your coverage from Medicaid or the state program that you know about. All of you have to move in and be transitioned to this Medicare drug plan.
HHS Secretary Thompson says he's confident that won't happen.
I'm not concerned at all, because I think once we get beyond the cards and people start realizing the information out there is going to be good for them, I think more people are going to be coming in and signing up.
That, however, would create another policy paradox for the Medicare law. The more low-income beneficiaries actually sign up for special help, the more the law will cost. Neither the Congressional Budget Office nor the Bush administration estimated that anywhere near all those eligible for the low-income aid will ultimately collect benefits. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.